It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Leslie Carrier.
There's a publication in Springfield which has been around since 1881 and has a wealth of information available to businesses and others. If you need information on bankruptcies, divorces, liens, or court proceedings, the Daily Events is your resource. Today with us is Jeff Schrag. Jeff is the publisher of the Daily Events and has been so since 1995. Welcome. Glad to have you with us today.
Good morning.
First of all, for those who maybe are not familiar with the Daily Events, give us a little background on this and maybe even specifically how it's contributed to the history of Springfield.
Sure. So we're the newspaper of record in Greene County, and we publish all sorts of public records and make them available to folks. We do, like you said, court proceedings, bankruptcies, liens, foreclosures, any sort of probate matter that needs to go before the public, and a whole variety of summary notices, such as bidding notices, things like that. We've been doing this for a very long time. As you said, the Daily Event started out as a weekly newspaper, switching to daily publication in 1929. We've been published daily ever since.
So what's the process by which the Daily Events is designated as a legal publication? Do you have to?
There actually is no designation. Every notice is its own universe in Missouri and can be published any place that qualifies.
Is every community required to have a similar publication to the Daily Events?
No, they aren't. They're allowed to publish with whatever newspaper serves their needs best.
So how do you and your staff collect the information? How do you collect the information on bankruptcies and court proceedings and that type of thing?
It's collected a little bit differently. What it requires is a little bit of knowledge about the purpose of every record. And so some instances we can go online and find the information. In some instances we receive reports from the governmental entity, and in others we simply go and look through their files and keep up to date with their activities.
Are all government entities or city county offices required to provide this information to you?
The simple answer is yes. Under the Missouri Sunshine Law, records are open to anyone in the public that wants to get them. When you have some knowledge about how to go about and ask for the records, when you know where they're stored, when you know how to use them, it simply makes the whole process easier. But nothing that we get is special or different than what anybody can find out on their own.
So we've talked a little bit about some of the information that's included, but expand on that and tell us a little bit more. If I was to go to that today, what information would I find in there?
Probably the most common information that people look to us for are foreclosures. When a piece of property is in foreclosure because the borrower has not been paying on the loan, there's a process, and this is a very important process because real estate ownership is very important to who we are as a country. If you look back at other countries or look across the world, there are times in which, you know, someone comes into power and people take over real estate, and then someone else comes into power, and who actually owns that real estate, it's really difficult to be a civilized society without a really good way of tracking ownership to real estate. That's why the foreclosure process is so important. It keeps integrity in the process. It makes sure that the lender has to be respectful of the borrower, even though the borrower has not paid their debt, and it allows the public to know what's going on. It's very much in the public interest. So that's the foreclosure process, and we publish those notices in Greene County. We do an index of those notices, and we try to help people as best we can if they're interested in the foreclosure process, either as an investor or as someone who's in the process themselves. In addition to that, the second most popular thing we do is tax liens. A lot of folks believe that when you get behind on your taxes, be they sales taxes or any other type of tax, that's a really good sign of a business in trouble. That is a bill you don't have to pay right away. And so if someone has bad cash flow or bad business practices and they're not paying their taxes, that comes up. And so tracking those in the Daily Events, and we do all of them, not just ones over a certain size, helps businesses know who's doing a good job of managing their business and who may not be doing as well as they appear in the public.
So aside from a business, from a tax or foreclosure perspective, maybe just the average citizen, what would the average citizen be interested in, or how could they use it for their own personal needs?
So we track all of the court proceedings, and lots of people are curious about the goings-on of the courts. Bankruptcies are an interesting thing. There are not very many corporate bankruptcies. Most bankruptcies are personal. You know, I don't – the specific person that we go – that subscribes to the daily events, the specific person that subscribes to the daily events, usually has an intended purpose of their own. It could be to learn business information. It could be to look for opportunities in business, or it could be to learn more about what's going on in the community. But typically, there's a specific business reason.
So I guess the question that kind of comes to mind is privacy issues are always a concern. It's always in our daily kind of top of mind. How do you balance public information that you provide with the issue of privacy concerns? You mentioned the Sunshine Law earlier, but how do you balance that? Or what's available maybe in some aspects that you choose to include or not include?
So the things that we include are, again, widely available. It's nothing specific about someone's actual accounts or things like that. It hasn't been an issue. I know that's not really an answer for what you said, but it hasn't been an issue what we publish. Very rarely does anyone contact us questioning why we're publishing something, because it's really, really basic information. You know, there's a great public need to know who's paying their taxes and who's not. Security of real estate transactions is very important. The fact that the courts operate in the public view is very important. So I firmly believe, obviously I'm biased in this, that the public need and the public good of having these things public far outweighs any small issues that an individual might have.
Okay, and there's a very interesting piece of information that you have that no one else in Springfield can claim. And tell us about your P.O. box.
So one of the former partners in the daily events, Mr. Hosmer, who was a partner in the 50s until the early 70s, had Post Office Box 1. He had acquired Post Office Box 1 in Marshfield, where he lived, and also in Springfield. So as much as I would like to tell you that we're the first one to ever have a post office box, that isn't exactly true. But Mr. Hosmer began using the Post Office Box 1 with the daily events in the 1950s, and we have carried that on. I love the fact that my address is Post Office Box 1, and I love to use that on any sort of correspondence that I possibly can.
Well, that's a great piece of information to claim. You're the only one that can claim that. And to finish up here, tell us where people can get more information or how they can subscribe to the daily events.
You can reach us at our office, 310 West Walnut Street in downtown Springfield, or by phone, 866-1401, or online at thedailyevents.com. Important to include that the.
Great. Thank you very much. Today, our guest has been Jeff Schrag, publisher of The Daily Events. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This and other programs in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.